Gary Segner of Monroe says he was frustrated. He had to wait nearly 3 months to have a brain aneurysm surgically removed.
After you're told that you got a brain aneurysm, it's like you want to get it taken out right away or something done with it instead of have to wait several months and worry about having a rupture or something like that.
Another veteran at the public hearing complained he waited too long to see a primary care doctor. In May, it was reported the average wait for new patients was 50 days. Officials at the Madison VA say a surge of new patients, combined with staff retirements and illness, created a perfect storm. Officials say they've since added staff. But even prior to that, one veteran said he'd never had a problem getting an appointment. And Robert Hall of Madison said he was also very satisfied with a lung transplant the VA gave him in December.
The care at the VA has been superb. The doctors, the nurse practitioner, the nurses, the physical therapists, the respiratory therapists, and everybody else. There's nobody on the professional staff I wouldn't choose to care for me or one of my family members in the future.
One of the biggest demands facing the VA is the need for orthopedic surgeries. Next year, officials say they'll have another operating room and do evening surgery. That's expected to expand surgical volume 50%. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.